Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for being with us. Happy Wednesday to you. Final two games of the first four tonight. That includes Arizona State against Syracuse. And then tomorrow, noon Eastern time, is when the full brackets of the tournament really tips off. We'll continue breaking down the brackets throughout the day today. Remember, you could always play with us as well. We've got our own bracket challenge available online. Simply go to Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow, or our Twitter pages to see the link to play along with us. We have something on the line, and you can kind of play along hypothetically as well. The worst score here inside the DA Show staff and friends. I think we're going to have to invite the Jacob Wilkins of the world.
And now he is twerking his face.
The Breaking Bad News with Joey Wallers of the world. The extended DA Show family, the Justice League, if you will. The worst score. The worst bracket is going to be forced to eat a full mouthful of what I'm holding in my hand right now that you'll see on the simulcast, and that is death by salsa. It's got a pepper whose mouth is on fire, its eyes are bugging out of its head, and it's having some type of heat stroke. This is labeled the hottest salsa on the planet.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
This has habaneros and jalapenos, and this is supposedly labeled as the hottest salsa on the planet, manufactured by Pepper Palace, our friends in the Mall of America in Minnesota that we got last month. So, somebody's going to have to eat a big, heaping scoop of this. We'll, of course, update you in the brackets as we make our way through March. My bracket's in. Most of our brackets are in, and the madness begins tomorrow at noon. I want to talk about the mid-majors coming up here in about 15 minutes from now, because a very interesting story done by Yahoo Sports about how, statistically speaking, the mid-majors are getting squeezed, screwed more than ever before. But first, NFL free agency. Kirk Cousins is a member of the Minnesota Vikings. He gets $84 million, all of it guaranteed over 3 years. I got to say, that sounds like a lot. It is a lot of guaranteed money, but Minnesota covers itself because it's only 3 years. They're not on the hook for a 6-year deal for Kirk Cousins. It's only 3 years, which means Kirk Cousins will hit free agency again, hypothetically, in his early 30s. I think this works for both sides. I think it works from a Viking standpoint because the Vikings only are on the hook for 3 years here. I think it works from a Kirk Cousins standpoint because where else were you going to get $84 million guaranteed? I think it works. It ups the ante for the Vikings. It ups the ante for Kirk Cousins. I think Cousins is an upgrade over Case Keenum. I think the Vikings played this perfectly. They knew Cousins was available, and that's why they started allowing Keenum to sign with the Broncos, Bridgewater to sign with the Jets, and Bradford to sign with the Arizona Cardinals. For the Vikings now, it's Super Bowl or bust. They're going all in. I appreciate that. Cousins has pressure on him. Let's see how he handles it. I was a little annoyed by Cousins consistently drawing attention to himself in free agency. Cameras following him around for his own reality series. Social media posts about where he might go, including tagging the Jets and the Vikings. Consistent interviews, speculation, tweets asking fans, what should I do?
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
I think it became annoying. It became too much. Just go about your business and sign. But now that it's over, Cousins is an upgrade over what they had going on. But the pressure is on him now. No excuses. You've got to get to a Super Bowl because they got to an NFC Championship game without you. How do you handle those apples? From a Cardinal standpoint, they bring in Sam Bradford and our favorite backup quarterback here on the DA show. No, not Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon's a bum. Colt McCoy's going to be gone. Jason Campbell we just signed. He's a bum.
Not the hold snapper.
Hold snapper and third string quarterback.
They brought in Sam Bradford. He of the degenerative knees. His knees are like Brendan Fraser in The Mummy. They're just getting whisked away by the wind. Uh-oh, stiff wind. Bradford playing outdoors. There goes his partial tendon. Uh-oh, strong wind. 25 miles an hour out of the southwest. There goes his patellar tendon. Uh-oh, somebody breathed heavily on Bradford's knee. ACL torn again. Not only do they bring in Sam Bradford with no knees, but they bring in Doug Funny. Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon finds another job. And Glennon, again, is not the starter. He just keeps getting screwed. He just keeps having to come in and hold the place for somebody else. Well, Patty Mayonnaise is not going to be happy with this. Skeeter's not going to be standing for this. And you watch. Doug Funny is going to ride again, and he is going to come save the day for the Cardinals. Hanging on a trash can, drumming on a street light. How does Glennon feel? Signing with the Bears last offseason, assumed to be the starter. This was the next starting quarterback of the Bears. No ifs, ands, or buts. Given a ton of money. Doug Funny was living life. And then suddenly they trade up for Mitch Trubisky. Doug Funny hadn't even played a game as the starting quarterback yet, and they already drafted his replacement. And then he's not even given 2 months before Trubisky takes over the reins as starting quarterback. And so here he is out of a job again. Okay, I'm going to hit the open market again. The Bears cut bait with me. And he goes to the Cardinals where they bring in Sam Bradford and will probably draft another quarterback.
It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date.
Clearly not a date. Here is the Arizona Cardinals' history of drafting quarterbacks in Arizona since they moved from St. Louis to Phoenix. You want some dog food picks? I got you dog food picks right here. Doug Funny should not worry. Mike Glennon should realize they'll probably botch this one too. Here's the draft picks of the Arizona / Phoenix Cardinals at quarterback since they moved 30 years ago. How about 2012? Ryan Lindley, fourth round, Virginia Tech. Check that. Ryan Lindley came out of San Diego State. 2014 Virginia Tech fourth round, Logan Thomas. 2010, Fordham's John Skelton. 2006, you remember him, pretty boy on the USC campus, but couldn't quarterback a lick, Matt Leinart. 2004, Michigan's John Navarre. 2002, Sam Houston State's Josh McCown. 1999, Northwest Missouri State's Chris Greason.
It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date.
The best of them all, 21 years ago, 1997, Arizona State's Jake the Snake Plummer. 1995, New Mexico's third round pick, Stoney Case. 1992, second round draft pick for the Arizona Cardinals, Penn State's Tony Sacca. 1989, number two pick of the supplemental draft, Washington State's Tim Rosenbach. Those are the quarterbacks the Cardinals have drafted over the last 30 years since they moved from St. Louis to Phoenix. I don't know. The history says they're not going to find one again this year. You better just hold out hope for Kurt Warner, Carson Palmer, or another veteran washed-up quarterback to wash ashore in the Valley of the Desert. Logan Thomas, Tim Rosenbach, Tony Sacca, Stoney Case, Chris Greason, Josh McCown, John Navarre, Matt Leinart, John Skelton, Ryan Lindley. Oh, the life and times of Doug Funny. When we come back here on the show, mid-majors getting squeezed more than ever before. We've got the damning statistic next. Also, St. Bonaventure dances on to the round of 64. I've got a great story about their mascot, the Bonafox. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
20 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, you can always listen to us on your phone. If your local affiliate doesn't carry us, if you're outside your normal listening area, download the CBS Sports app. Just go to the left-hand toolbar with all the leagues and scroll all the way to the bottom. There you'll see CBS Sports Radio and the live stream there. The TuneIn app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music all works. Apple Music is a wonderful, smooth stream. If it's not, consult your physician. Also, you can listen to us by watching us, of course, at watchda.com on your phone. That's mobile friendly. Coming up next hour on the show, Jason Lock and Four is going to join us from CBS Sports, NFL Insider. We'll talk to him about the wild day of free agency yesterday, and it continues today. And also, the biggest Vikings fan we have here within the CBS Sports Radio halls is Robbie Rosenhaus. He has become Meraz's arch nemesis. They're both larger, chunky men, both bald, really aggressive about their football teams, and chatty Cathys.
Robbie.
Meraz doesn't like Robbie because he feels like Rosenhaus is infringing on his territory. Meraz fancies himself as the lovable, fun, chunky guy around here at CBS Sports Radio behind the scenes. Robbie is
Robbie.
Now walking into that territory. He's also the annoying neighbor that won't stop hounding Mraz to go out and watch hockey games with him. Mraz has ignored his text messages for two straight weeks now.
I love Robbie.
However, because Mraz belched openly on side B of last week's PGP, he is on double secret probation here on the DA show, disallowed to host at any point in time on this week's PGP. He's on indefinite suspension from the permission granted podcast. Limited on-air reps this week as well. Limited on-air mic time. And being forced to book his arch nemesis as a guest spot here on the show.
Correct.
In fact, Robbie Rosenhaus will have his own segment here on the show next hour, 1 hour from now, called Welcome to My House.
Robbie.
With Robbie Rosenhaus.
Correct.
My House with Rosenhaus.
Robbie.
And this is burning steam in Mraz's pantaloons.
How about that?
How about that? Daniel tweets, I'm with Mraz today. Don't just crap on him like that by making him book Fat Robbie. Things are getting a little wet, little drippy on the mothership. Hashtag free Mraz.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
That's very mean to say to Robbie. Okay?
Robbie.
Robbie never did anything to you. He didn't belch on the PGP last week. He's not a double secret probation around here. He didn't submarine compromise the credibility of a once proud radio show.
Correct.
So he's going to join us next hour to talk about his team signing Kirk Cousins.
I love Robbie.
And we'll see if Mraz has finally learned his lesson about openly bodily functions over the airwaves.
How about that?
How about that? This show is the height of ridiculousness, and I'm losing my mind quickly. Okay, so mid-majors. This is a very interesting story by Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. He writes, this year, along with the last two seasons, fewer at-large bids have been given than ever before to teams outside of the power conferences. The top seven conferences are, of course, the five football conferences, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC, and then he also adds in the Big East, which has two number ones this year, and the American. Out of those seven top conferences, there are only nine at-large bids over the last 3 years. Just three of them this year. Well, think about that. If you didn't play in one of the seven biggest conferences in America, this year, there are only three teams in the field of 68 that got in without an automatic bid. So essentially, if you didn't play in the top seven conferences in America, you had nearly no shot at getting into the tournament unless you won your automatic bid. Now, you might say, DA, that makes a lot of sense. For the low conferences, you've got to win the automatic bid. However, the 3 years previous to these 3 years, compared to the 9-28 between 2012 and 2014, 12, 13, and 14, 28 at-large bids for teams outside of those top leagues. 28 in those 3 years, 9. In these 3 years. Now there's two parts to this. One part is league consolidation. You have to remember that with conference realignment, teams like Creighton and Xavier get to the Big East, to Power Conference. Same with Butler. Utah get to the Big 12, Pac-12. TCU to the Big 12. Houston, Cincinnati to the American. Wichita State also there. So you're talking about schools that used to be on the outside fringes, now part of power conferences. That is part of it. The other part, though, is the tournament committee is squeezing out the mid-majors. CAA Commissioner Joe D'Antonio says, quote, "We're all concerned about the big picture. It's getting harder and harder to understand what you need to do to crack the code at the level that we're at." A lot of hand-wringing. Kermit Davis, Middle Tennessee's coach, quote, "There's no compassion for our level." The Washington Post's Patrick Stevens, quote, "There's clearly been a shift of some kind." And others around Middle Tennessee and the mid-majors saying, quote, "Our opportunities are disappearing." That's what Middle Tennessee's AD Chris Massaro said. The way this trend is going, it's going to hurt the NCAA tournament. So why is this happening? Well, in my estimation, it's happening for one reason and one reason only. Television money. Here's what I mean. First of all, the NCAA makes the bulk of its money on the NCAA tournament contract. CBS has a couple of games over the course of the year on Saturdays, but it really doesn't start up much until after the Super Bowl, so you've got basically a month of games on Saturdays. Turner doesn't broadcast games at all up until the NCAA tournament. There's no college basketball on True TV or TBS or TNT. It's all about March Madness when we all watch, and it's a national holiday. And so the selection committee is now protecting those 68 slots and pushing away the mid-majors, saying the television product, the television content wants the power conference teams that bring bigger audiences, bigger names, bigger coaches, deeper pockets, can travel to venues more, can bring a bigger fan base and more eyeballs. That's what I think they're doing. For them, Cinderella's are a nice story, but you only need a few of them. You don't need a lot of them. They don't want to see VCU or George Mason in the Final Four. They want North Carolina and Duke. They want Kansas. They want Kentucky in the Final Four. They don't want your mid-majors. So give them less opportunity when one or two dance to the Sweet 16. It's a nice story. They don't want six of them or eight of them in the Sweet 16. They certainly don't want multiple Cinderellas in the Final Four. They want bigger eyes, bigger markets, bigger fan bases. That's where all the money comes from. Also, power conferences are where all the power is. You have the most influential ADs, influential coaches, influential chancellors, influential athletic directors. Those are the places that lean on the people within power. And what they're saying is, hey, help us out. Even if they don't have to say it, the power is consolidated into those leagues, and the selection committee, just like the college football selection committee, is comprised of people from power conferences. Can't ignore it. The Big Ten is going to go to a 20-game regular season in conference. That's going to be 20 chances for quality wins. All of these major conferences are going to keep building up their conference schedules because they've got conference television networks. So more content for them. So that means more chances to get in, more chances at the quality wins, the quadrant one wins, etc. It all funnels back to those with the money and those with the power tend to stay with power and in the money. And that's what is happening here. And it's a shame because the Cinderella is the definition of March, but the selection committee and those in power don't really want to see Cinderella. Fascinating story done by Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. Check it out. Also, last night, St. Bonaventure gets a win. They're a Cinderella team. They're an 11 seed. They get a win over UCLA with all of its Final Fours and national championships. They get a win. This small school in Western New York has the time of its life, hasn't had an NCAA tournament win since 1970, 48 years. People are Googling, where is St. Bonaventure, Olean, New York? People are wondering, what is a Bonafox? Which is what I did last night. I know what a fox is. I know what a wolf is. What's a Bona wolf? Turns out they were once the Brown Indians. That won't fly anymore. So in 1996, they had to change. They became the Bona Fanatics. The Bona Fanatics. The Bona Fanatic mascot was so unpopular, they had to change within 2 years to the Bona Wolf. Wait till I tell you what the Bona Fanatic looked like and how there's no evidence anymore about what the mascot's costume was. This is fascinating. During the first four last night, I'm reading all up about the Bona Fanatic and how he was injured on purpose by the student body because he was so unpopular. The story of the Bona Fanatic coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
20 vodka a day, man. And that's after about 10 cold Miller Lights. Yeah.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, the DA show's best of clips available on YouTube every single day, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/The DA Show as well. Today we are streaming the DA show there on Facebook, so you get a live peek at what we got going on every single day on the simulcast. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all, geico.com. Coming up next hour, Jason Lockenfour is going to join us. We'll talk about the wild NFL free agency of the last 48 hours. And March Madness is here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV. On the go with March Madness Live or listen on Westwood One. Zach tweets, the Cardinals just pulled a Roger Klotz on Mike Glennon. Hashtag Quail Man to the rescue. Great reference. Great reference. Brian tweets, DA, you just hit us with one of the best teases I've ever heard. Hashtag Bona Fanatic. Oh, indeed. So let me just tell you a little story. Last night, St. Bonaventure beats UCLA in the first four, moves on. I think they're very alive against Florida in the 6-11 matchup moving forward. St. Bonaventure was called the Brown Indians for years. They eventually had to rebrand, just like so many other universities and schools have done, to become more politically sensitive towards Native Americans. St. John's Red Men became the Red Storm, on and on and on. So in 1996, the St. Bonaventure administration brainstorms a new mascot, and they come up with the Bona Fanatic. Now, think about this as a Philly fanatic almost. There are very few pictures. This is weird. It's not like it's from the 40s. It's from the 90s, but very few pictures exist if you are Google image searching this, and I have. Because I looked at their mascot last night, and I said, that's a Bona Wolf? What's a Bona Wolf? They went to the Bona Wolf in 1998 because they have a history with friars and a religious bent. Of course, the St. Bonaventure school name. There's a story in the old passages about a friar taming a wolf in Italy, so they become the Bona Wolves. Okay. Before that, they were the Bona Fanatics. There's very little evidence of the Bona Fanatic season. There's only 2 years of the Bona Fanatics. There's essentially one picture of the Bona Fanatic. This picture kind of is like Grimace from McDonald's had a love child with the Philly Fanatic, and its face grew some type of wart that was a basketball. It's like Grimace with a grizzly bear that's brown and a Philly Fanatic with a basketball jersey on, a yellow hat, and its entire face is a basketball with a nose. It is horrifying. So I did some search, and I found something deep in the archives of archives.sbu.edu. Now, this is a webpage that says it was updated in 2008, but this looks like a GeoCities website from 1998. Quote, the Bona Fanatic was one of the most interesting-looking mascots that St. Bonaventure ever had. Most would agree it was hasty, poorly planned, moving away from the brown Indian, which had been receiving political heat. The first appearance of the Bona Fanatic, December 3rd, 1996, precipitated a list of complaints. The people inside the costume were subjected to assault by Bonaventure's own fans and suffered from its construction. While researching the Bona Fanatic, this website writes, I realized people were so excited to get rid of it, nobody kept any pictures. Officials in the sports communications office cannot locate any pictures of this creature. However, a few negatives did turn up in the files of the PR office. There is one picture of the Bona Fanatic, and again, it's horrifying. It's a little reminiscent of Yankee Doodle Dandy, the Yankees mascot from the early 80s, when the Yankees dusted off and created this ridiculous Dandy mascot, which is like this oversized mustache with a Yankee hat that looks like it was tarred and feathered and thrown into a washing machine that never dried. Mascot's gone wrong. Apparently, one of the mascots at the time said that on January 31st, 1997, two freshmen shared duties in the suit. They were recipients of cracked ribs, bruises, dislocated knee. Crowd rushed onto the court at the University of Buffalo game, started roughing me up. Cracked rib, cut nose, bruises on my arms and legs. Other home games, one of the mascots said. Fans attempted to push me down the stairs. At that point in time, the committee talked over formally changing to a new mascot, and they changed to the Bona Wolf. It was a short-lived career. Once upon a time, St. Bonaventure was the Bona Fanatic and was pushed down the stairs. Where else are you going to get that bracket breakdown except here on the DA Show? And thank God St. Bonaventure won last night at UCLA, or else you'd have never learned about the Bona Fanatic. I'm going to tweet out a picture, the only known picture of the Bona Fanatic. It's kind of like Bigfoot. Very little evidence. Only one known picture. It's like Amelia Earhart going down somewhere over the Pacific. Very little evidence that the Bona Fanatic ever existed. It's like Nelly in Loch Ness, of the Atlantic 10's mascots. It's time for your sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Speaking of St. Bonaventure, their head coach, Mark Schmidt, not Mike Schmidt, on the rival Dayton Flyers fans cheering on his team last night.
I'm thankful for the Dayton fans for what they did.
And I said in the press conference yesterday, it'll be the first time that they didn't boo me, boo the Barneys. It felt like the rally center, all over again.
I love the first four in Dayton because they embrace those four games. They come out, they support it. It's just a really cool basketball tradition that the first four is in Dayton, a tremendous college basketball town. And they rooted for their rivals, which is very cool as well. Jake Arrieta is now a member of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Unfortunately, there's an uncompetitive nature amongst several teams in this league, and the Phillies aren't one of them. So that's a tremendous honor to be able to say that and to sit here and put this jersey on today.
How would you respond if somebody just handed you $75 million guaranteed when you were really a 2 or a 3 as a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball? Jake Arrieta's got to be the happiest guy in the world. He didn't have to go through spring training, basically. Signs midway through March and makes $75 million guaranteed over 3 seasons. Must be nice. Look, I just don't think Jake Arrieta is an ace. I think that's ace-type money. I think it's slightly ridiculous. I realize the Phillies are on the come. I don't blame the Phillies for wanting to go out and get a guy to solidify the rotation. That's a lot of money to me for Jake Arrieta, whose velocity is down, who's shown signs of wear and tear the last couple of years, who kind of came out of nowhere anyway to become a star pitcher for the Cubs. I'm not buying that this guy's going to have a great next 3 seasons. If I'm Jake Arrieta, yeah, I'm defensive about the Phillies because that's a godsend for him. And yeah, there's going to be teams that don't try to win, like the Miami Marlins. But there's always been teams that weren't trying to win. Always. Go back to the old days of the Kansas City Athletics being the Yankees farm team. That's in the 50s and 60s. This has happened forever. And finally, LeBron James, 14 triple-doubles.
Just say I'm like fine wine. I get better with age. That's what he says. More possession in my ass. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So I'm getting better with age. That's what he's saying.
Pretty amazing. 33 years old and just keeps cooking. Last night, a win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But a weird season, a weird NBA season now coming towards its close. Because some of the teams we thought were going to be really good were not. Some of the teams we thought were going to be average have been very good. And yet, it still feels like it would take a bit of a miracle for the Warriors not to win the NBA title. But there is some hope that we will have fresh blood in the NBA Finals. And that is your sound check. You know, when you look at the Cavaliers, they're still the 4 seed right now in the East. I'm not concerned if the Cavaliers not the 1. I think that even not being the 2 might be not so bad for the Cavs. I think dropping to the 4, that could be tough. But then again, as long as you're not the 5 or worse, you're getting home court advantage in the first round. And the second round and the Eastern Finals, you don't have home court. But unless you were the 2 seed, that wasn't going to happen anyway. Like the 3 doesn't help you there instead of the 4. Because that means the second round, you're not going to have home court advantage anyway. So for the Cavaliers, it's got to be we are the 2 or we're the 4. But 3 or 4 doesn't matter. In the West, you know, I don't know. The Warriors missing practice the other day because Steph Curry's 30th birthday party was so wild. You even have Steve Kerr there dancing and having a good time. Rapper E-40 performed. They had a bunch of people. They put it all on Instagram, and so you could watch the proceedings of it. And then they canceled practice the next day because they were all hungover. I mean, I know that Steve Kerr doesn't want them too tightly wound. I understand that a veteran team wants to blow off some steam, especially this late in the season. The Golden State Warriors don't need to practice. They're that good, and they're still a 51-win team, which would mean if the Rockets didn't exist, they'd still be the best record in basketball overall. But there does feel to be an element of the Warriors taking things for granted a little bit. And not just because the Rockets have become the one seed in the West. I just think that the Warriors, they won their titles the last couple of years. They have been dominant. I think they feel like they were kind of robbed of one in 2015 when the Cavaliers won. They were up 3-1. The hunger last year came from Kevin Durant to win his first. He did that. And now I just think it's tough to keep those guys from not believing they're inevitably going to win again. And that's kind of been the overall narrative for how long now, that you can't beat the Warriors. I just feel like there's a little bit of taking themselves for granted, taking the success for granted that happens with Golden State. And because they're so damn talented, maybe they don't have to worry about it. But I do think they're a little vulnerable because I just think that they've enjoyed their success a lot. And I'm not sure they have the driver right now to be the sicko that says we can never settle for anything less. Jason Locke and Fora will join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.